And some breaking news this lunchtime. The Taoiseach has told it all that the travel ban imposed on Tory Towie by Dubai has been lifted. Tory Towie from Boyle worked with Emirates Airlines and she had faced criminal charges in Dubai. She had been told that she could not leave the country. Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs Micheál Martin joins us now. Tánaiste, can you tell us what's happened?
Well, basically, first of all, I want to pay tribute to Alison Milton, our ambassador to United Arab Emirates, for her painstaking work with the United Arab Emirates authorities and a number of departments that she's been involved with in terms of supporting Tory and indeed her mother, Caroline. And, you know, we deal with many consular cases. Some are complex, but Alison and our team in the UAE have opened up, you know, good channels of communication and engagement with the UAE authorities. And through ongoing work, the Tories' facilitation issue has been facilitated in terms of leaving the UAE and is free to leave the country. And that is very good news, and I welcome that very much indeed. And it's, you know, it's been very, very challenging and traumatic for Tory over the last while. But I think our team there has been in contact and has engaged with the family and indeed with the authorities as well. And it's been a constructive engagement and they have responded with the issue being resolved, facilitating Tory's travel home.
And the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, said he had been speaking to Tory and to her mother. Do we know how she is doing?
They're doing well, obviously concerned, and Alison has been in touch, our ambassador, again in the last immediate while, and we'll work with them and we'll support them on their journey home, and we will be doing that. But so it is has been very traumatic and very difficult, but you know, in different jurisdictions have different norms and different approaches, which sometimes don't approximate towards, but we work with the authorities in such situations, and we work to try and resolve issues of this kind. And that's the importance of very strong diplomats on the ground, people who've built up good relationships and work those relationships to get the best outcomes for our citizens when difficulties and when challenges arise.
And do we know when she will be leaving Dubai?
Well, I hopefully as quickly as possible, and those arrangements are being made. But again, we would prefer that to work out. Our embassies and Alison's in touch with Tory and her mother, so that will be facilitated as quickly as we possibly can.
And do we know if the case against her has been dropped?
Yeah, I mean, she's free to move and she's free to travel, and it's positive news from that perspective.
And finally, Tánaiste, are there implications for others working in Dubai? It is a popular choice for many Irish workers.
Well, Dubai and Abu Dhabi and United Arab Emirates is one of our largest diasporas in the region. It's been a very strong one over the last number of decades. But there are different laws and different norms that apply to the UAE, and people need to be aware of those. But as I said, there's a strong presence of the Irish there. In fact, I would have established the embassy well over a decade ago in the UAE when I was last Minister for Foreign Affairs. And, you know, as you said, there's a lot of people working there, a lot of people involved in various economic activity in Dubai and in Abu Dhabi. We do have a number of consular cases at any one time, not just in the UAE, but indeed in many countries. And we've quite a number of them. And we've others within the UAE as well. And we're working with on those under the radar, working with the authorities, working with the families concerned to endeavour to get a proper resolution for our citizens. And that is our objective always, to make the best judgment calls and to work as effectively as we can to bring about resolutions for our citizens, positive outcomes for our citizens. And I'm glad in this case with Tory and that we've managed to do that and to be of assistance to her. And I thank Alison Milton, our ambassador, for the work that she's been doing and her team.
And just Tánaiste, that this did seem to be resolved very quickly since it was raised in the Dáil yesterday by Mary Lou MacDonald and Claire Curran of Sinn Féin. Did the publicity surrounding this over the last 24 hours help?
No, I don't think so, to be frank. But I would have known last evening that there was positive news on the way. But my general view of things is I don't really comment confidently about anything until somebody's on the plane. I've had many situations that we've had to deal with in different jurisdictions. People do things in the best of faith, but we tend to have a modus operandi in terms of how we operate, and particularly where